Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Pursuit. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so glad to be coming here once again this morning. Well, yesterday we started talking about the four kinds of judgment, and we mentioned the judgment of sin, then we mentioned the bema seat judgment, then we mentioned the judgment of the sheep and goat, then we mentioned the white throne judgment. Hallelujah. And yesterday we spoke about the judgment of sin and what it was. You know, sin has been judged in Christ already, brothers and sisters. There's no need for you to worry about going to hell because Jesus has gone there for you. I think that is wonderful knowledge. I mean, it brings confidence into your life. You are not going to go to hell. If you are born again, you have received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. The Bible says sin has been judged once in Him. And that is all. He has made sacrifices for sin once and has sat down on the throne of majesty on high. So there's no need to worry about going to hell. Now you need to be worried about people who are going there. Pray that they will receive Christ and preach to them and help them come into the body of Christ. Help them get to know Jesus. That is your job. That is what we are supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing that I want you to see is the bema seat judgment. And that is a judgment for you and for myself. It's for believers. Hallelujah. Thank God we've missed the judgment of sin. But then there's another judgment called the bema seat judgment. What is this bema seat judgment? I want us to look at it right now. Go to Romans chapter 14. I'm reading from verse 10. He says, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set up not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For as it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Now, this is Paul writing to believers. So if you read in verse 10 again, it says, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set up not thy brother? He's talking to believers and he's telling them that, why are you judging your brother who is a believer? And why are you setting up not or making nothing your brother? This, for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. The word judgment there is the word bima. And it means a foot space. It means a place where you stand to receive a reward. You see, it's an ancient Greek word that was used for athletes when they go through any form of a competition, ranging from a sprint, a 100 meter dash, or a 1500 meter dash, or you know, those things, shot put, and all those things that you can never think about that happens in the Olympics. Okay, you know, the one who wins is given a medal or is given a crown. During those days, they were giving them crowns and giving them rewards. You see, the seat upon which the man who gives you the reward or the one who organized the thing gives you the reward was called the bema seat. So the man who sits on that seat, you stand in front of him and he will come in and he will put something on your head. You put a crown on your head to appreciate you for winning the race that you ran. Hallelujah. The same thing is going to happen to you and I one day. One day we'll stand before God and God will judge us based on what we did in the body. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. It's very important that you understand these things. It says, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You see, it appears again, the judgment seat of Christ. The word seat is bema, the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. And it says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. So this kind of judgment is for believers. It is for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, the bema seat, for our rewards, that every man, everyone may receive the things done in his body. You see, done in his body, or done, the word his is actually italicized, meaning that it's not there originally, it's supposed to be done in body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. So every single thing you do as a believer in the body of Christ, really, he's not talking about just anywhere. What your works, he's talking about your works now. Hallelujah. What you do as a believer. Now, tomorrow I'm going to make sure you understand this very, very well so that you don't think it is law. Now, we are saved by grace, but in Christ, there are certain things, there are certain responsibilities that we ought to do, that God has given to us to do. And when you do them, God rewards you on that day. So this is not a judgment to put you in hell. This is a judgment for a reward. God judges you, or Christ judges you, and then gives you a reward for all the things that you did in his body. Oh, this is interesting. So tomorrow we are going to continue concerning the bema seat judgment. And I know it's going to be a blessing. And I know it's going to open your eyes to so many beautiful things that you have never seen in the word of God. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living in his glorious presence and keep growing as you ought to. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.